to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Your neighbor farmer to do the pruning because you won't do it severe enough. And you go, you killed my churches. Well, no, then it'll bring forth 100-fold. So but here, God promises if you're faithful to him, for every tree that beareth fruit shall be pruned that it will have more fruit. They leave all this out today. Everybody's got a positive prophetic word instead of going, hey, you know, straighten out or you're going to go home early. How about this, you know, and what's going on here? What's going on? It's all this positive, which I'm into, the positive thinking stuff. Met Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, but I tell you what, our churches today, like you went through what you went through. I guarantee you, I don't know you from Adam, really. I'm still just getting to know you, but I bet you, stroking, you had to learn how to walk again. You had to learn how to use your hand again, to learn how to talk again.
That was challenging. Even to put a screw on a bolt, you had to do that as one of your exercises. Then your other exercise was to prove that you can take a shower by yourself. Because they had to be with you while you took a shower.
How was it to humble yourself? You said you couldn't go to the bathroom for a while by yourself. How embarrassing is that?
It is the epitome. As a man, you completely lose. You're emasculated. It's where you almost you have to go on sertraline. You have to go on stuff that helps you with antidepressants.
You have to do what?
Antidepressants, because you're so depressed at that point in your life because you're laying there in a bed going, okay, is this the rest of my life? And for a year, you know, no work. So all that went to the wayside.
We get our gift in life is to give. We want to serve those we love. We want to go out and hunt and gather.
Right.
And when you can't do that, then what are you, right?
Yeah, what use are you? You know, if you can't provide for your family. But luckily, I had done enough in the past that kept us afloat to be able to still live and not, you know, not perish. But it was extremely challenging.
So what's the fruition of that? Going through that, looking back down that tunnel from the other side now.
Lets me know that, and no matter what everybody's facing, and I know there's so many things now with cancer and with people, you know, having their own issues that, you know, it's not so insurmountable. It's something that if you take a positive look at it, even if your life changes a little bit, i.e. you've lost a limb, i.e. if something happens where you can't change, i.e. back to the way you were, you're still going to be okay. You're going to make it, and you can still make a difference. You can still be a positive influence in the world versus, you know, oh, poor me. You know, my life stinks, and, you know, and they only want to talk about, you know, how bad they feel, you know, not, you know, hey, how are you doing? And genuinely care about how you're doing. Because most people go, hey, how you doing? And they're like,
aren't you amazed at nurses? See, I had my lungs collapsed when I was 21, had a major surgery. So these nurses were in because they didn't have ICU then, you know, all day long, 8 hours with this one, 8 hours. And I realized the nurses are my heroes. I've never met a nurse. Where they get that calling?
It's driven, I think, from the Lord, honestly, because, I mean, my dad just passed away last year. He was in hospice at the VA, and those people absolutely I can't say enough about hospice employees because they're so there for you. They know what you're going through. They're empathetic. They take care of you, and that's just a giving that, you know, comes from deep, deep within in their beliefs.
Yeah.
Same thing with law enforcement. You know, you got to have a calling to be law enforcement. You got to have a calling to be a firefighter. You got to have a calling to serve your country.
Average officer dies at 54. They die much younger because of the stress and what people have no idea. And now there's a thing going around with this disrespect for the police officers.
Yeah, that's just, you know, it's hard for me to even fathom that.
I have no idea where this generation is coming from, but we cannot be lawless. We are a land of laws. And that's why they wonder about these people coming in here. They're illegal immigrants. Yes, we want immigrants.
Right.
You know, America's made
the right way.
Immigrants.
Because there's a lot of people here that did it the right way, and they're fine. Yeah.
Our family from Ireland came here. Some of those Irish were indebted to work it off, economic slaves, when they first came here.
Yeah, but see, growing up, if my dad ever heard of me standing in a law enforcement officer, number one, not doing what he asked me to do, get out of my car, do what I need to do, but blowing a whistle in the person's face this far from their nose, my dad would roll over because he would be like, first off, if an officer asks you to do anything, you do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's very simple.
They represent the law.
It's real simple. Put your hands on the wheel. That's it. You know, do what you're told. When you don't do what they're told, you jump out of the car, you start screaming, you start doing this, then there's going to be repercussions. And people go, well, why? What's the big deal?
When I grew up, resisting arrest was against the law.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, it
used to be, but now with all the media, they twist it and turn it. Now all of a sudden, they got their martyrs, and they got everybody else that just jumps on the bandwagon. And there's a lot of people that just want discord.
But you know what it is?
And they want
not only that,
stimulate that.
It's they actually think, first of all, somewhere they feel inferior. So what happens is, you can give me that. What is the thing is that it's called self-righteousness. Oh, I care more than you. I love everybody no matter what they do. And, what is love, you know? Anyway.
What's the interpretation of it, too? Because people build up what they want in their own mind, whether it be factual or not. In their mind, it is. And once again, perception is 100% rule. They feel like that's what it is, and that's their perception.
I'm better than you.
That's reality.
I know better than you. I'm smarter. It's all air. It comes from it. That's why I believe it's demonic. It's a demonic attack.
I agree.
It's so blatant now with the devil rearing his head that there's no doubt.
Yeah, he's showing everywhere, though.
You know, aren't you a bit of an extremist talking about him? No, I'm sorry, but he's reared his head. The bad news is for him, he doesn't like to rear his head because then his biggest ploy. I had an encounter. After some men gave me a big check once to go up to Bill Gates' studio and do a recording of my music back when I was poor, living in the ghetto of Troy, New York. And these men gave me tens and tens of thousands of dollars to go up there and do a recording with an award-winning Grammy Christian recording producer. And so here I am in a $150 a month apartment. I mean, I'm poor. Didn't know how poor I was, I guess. Anyway, and then in the night, this thing was at the door of my bedroom. And it was clammy. It was inverted light. All I can do is tell you. And then I didn't even know the scripture. I was newly born again. It says that Jesus said the devil is, Jesus said, if the light in you be dark, how great is that darkness? I can't explain it to you, but he twinkled his coat, but it was like inverted light. And then I fell out of my bed and it's yelling in another language and that thing went and he left. Now, the lesson here is like, oh, there really is a bad guy? Even though I was born again, had a miraculous encounter with Jesus, you think, oh, come on, that's just a, come on, really, you know. Well.
You got to remember, he's not going to fight for the ones he's got. He's going to fight for the ones he wants.
And he's not going to do stuff blatantly because then
it's going to be around the side, around the corner. But he goes after people that he doesn't have and that he wants. That's where all that stuff sneaks into your life, i.e. the decision to do this or do that. You have that capability of making that decision and you choose to go one way.
Now, with your personality, I would think that you're in the copier business and all this other stuff and you're very successful at it.
Yeah.
But I would think wherever you go, I'm presuming you bring up the name of the Lord somehow.
Matter of fact, it was so funny because we just had a ribbon cutting in Okeechobee for Mission United. I don't know if you know what they do, but they're all about veterans.
Mission United.
Yep, they're all about veterans. They're part of the United Way, and they opened up in Okeechobee, and they do veteran assistance and help all everything veterans. And they had their whole event and everything, and we were there. We took pictures and the whole gamut, cut the ribbon. Went back inside, and I sat with the president and the vice president of United Way, and, of course, the heads of the group there. And I walked up to him, and I said, the guy was running the place. I said, do you mind if I say a prayer for your business and you? And he's like, no, I think it'd be awesome. So everybody in the whole room bowed their heads, and I said a prayer over the people that were there, over the people they're going to help, over the business being there, and that it bless the business and make it flourish. And it was probably just the most awesome feeling in the world. And they gathered from it like, wow, yeah, we and people should stop and say thanks and, you know, that you're able to open this up and that you're able to do this for it and to continue the blessings for it. And right there in the middle of everybody stopped. And as soon as we were done, you could just see like a new light in the group. Like, wow.
Well, they said it's a technique when you have a waitress or something, instead of proselytizing, just go, well, we're going to be saying a prayer before we eat this food. Anything you want us to pray for you about? And, 99 out of 100 times.
Absolutely.
Say, yes, oh, my mom has got this. Or
absolutely. Or, well, we just had one of our head technicians for IT's division. He just had a stroke and a brain bleed.
How old?
He is 58 years old. He's in tradition right now, intubated. And
what does intubated mean?
Means he's got a tube going down to help him breathe and stay alive. But, I mean, his stroke was debilitating, meaning that when you have that and a brain bleed, there's typically going to be
How do you avoid having a stroke?
A lot of it has to do with stress, because they told me my stroke was stress. Meaning there was so much stress in my body, doing too much stuff and being stressed out so much. But typically, if you've had that at any point or heart or whatever, they typically keep you on blood thinners so that nothing clots up, because that's what a stroke is. It's just a clot in one of the arteries that's why a stroke caused. So blood thinners, i.e. aspirin, things of that nature to keep
any
your blood.
Any food you can eat to keep your blood?
I mean, you obviously want to eat. They want you to eat healthy and not be overweight and, you know, the typical stuff. But, you know, if you've had a stroke, you're always susceptible for the rest of your life for strokes. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So you have to stay on the Lipitor.
Once you are, you are. I don't
get that. Once you've had a stroke, because you're prone to it, meaning blood, your blood and body is prone to it anyway. Yeah. So they said you always got to be aware of it because you might have TIAs, which is little mini strokes, which are small. You don't really realize like something happens and you lose this thing or do that thing or ticks, whatever. But as long as you're on the blood thinners, it typically helps. And I think that was one of the things with him. He wasn't on the right blood thinners there. But now with a brain bleed, that's a whole nother thing because that means one of the vessels burst or, you know, broke down.
The blood thinner did that though, right?
No. It was just, you know, sometimes it just happens whenever you have a stroke and it blocks up one and pushes against other veins.
Did they have to do brain surgery or what?
They had to go in and zero in and relieve pressure of the brain, you know, because the brain starts to swell. So they had to, you know, drill into it and do that as well. But that being said, it's like, and then, of course, we just lost one of our sales reps 2 months ago.
To what?
He had leg cramps on a Friday at a golf tournament. Saturday morning, they took him into the hospital, and he had two clots in both of his major arteries in his legs. So they went in and cleared out the clots and did all that stuff. And so the next day, they had to do a blood transfusion because he was bleeding. And then his organ shut down, and that Monday he passed away. 15 years with the company he'd been with us.
Wow.
15 years.
How old?
And just that fast. I think he was 58. So, you know, I think it just empowers you and lets you
know. So you have to be careful.
Well, everybody does, you know. You know, you're not promised tomorrow. So you need to make sure you're right with everything and right with God today and try to help other people be right with them
so
too.
So you have kids?
I do not. Never had the honor of having a child. I had stepkids, and I, you know, they call one of them actually, I'm still in touch with. Her name's Jordan. She calls me her soul dad because she chose me to stay in her life even after we divorced.
How do you like that?
Pretty cool. She just had a little baby named Maya. So that was kind of neat. Yeah, because, you know, I never had babies. So having little Maya, you know, here I'm a pop, you know, and I'm like, you know. So that was pretty slick. And it was pretty nice, too, because she chose to keep me in her life and, you know, and calls me herself that. And even her dad knows that she calls me herself. But I'll find out. Yeah. And I promise the next time somebody asks that question, that answer is going to be right here because I've been asked before.
I've never ran into somebody who was so enthusiastic about coffee.
I know, right? Like, dude, you got a life. You're talking about coffee. It's like it's showbiz. You know? But,
yeah.
But I enjoy it, though.
It's
and I
your
enjoy
vehicle
it.
For meeting people.
I enjoy helping people and becoming partners. You know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, I have some of the major law firms and I do all of their 4 locations and I have 80, 90 machines in their locations because they trust me. I do all of the printers. They have 80 to 90 printers, and I have a printer management.
90?
Yeah, they have printers everywhere. And what I do is I give them the printers, give them one flat rate. They pay the one flat rate. If the printer breaks for the entire term of the contract, they get a brand new one. We have software that automatically tracks every printer, orders toner for them, automatically service on site, so we come and take care of it, and it manages their entire location with nobody involved. Can you imagine that? Because you know what we found? We found that they were buying from 7 different locations to buy toner for the 15 different types of machines they had in their location. So now all of a sudden they're buying from Staples, they're buying from Amazon. When we replaced all the units, we have found over $3,500 worth of hidden toner.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
This is Mary Lee from Vero Web Consulting. We help businesses design smarter processes using AI where it helps while keeping people at the center. It starts with a strategic assessment. We study how your organization works, then build AI and digital tools that support your team, not replace it. Whether it's automation, decision support, or systems that talk to each other, we make it work for you. Visit VeroWebConsulting.com or call 772-268-2072 to schedule your assessment.